And I want to just remind folks, we are here this evening for an appeal or for a request for removal of this particular tree. So I would ask if we could try to keep remarks somewhat within scope. We're not here for a discussion about tear downs or discussion about all the trees in the town. We're here to specifically discuss whether or not this board should permit the removal of this particular tree. And so with that, I will recognize the first individual.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. My name is John Ellis. I live on Teal Street. I'm also a member of the tree committee. I'm tremendously pleased by this process and the outcome of this process, or I should say, the participation in this process. I'd like to contrast it with another tree removal also by this developer, also on Webb Cowan in the year 2015. In September 2015, there was a request for removal on Webb Cowan of two ash trees. At the time, the town was less than fastidious about following all the rules of Chapter 87. The notice for the removal was posted in the Arlington Advocate in that really small print in the legal notices, but not as required by the bylaw on the tree. There have been some changes in the town, the way it manages trees. We have a new sheriff in town, a new tree warden. The director of DPW has passed some very progressive regulations in terms of the cost of tree removal. And it's my expectation that, you know, the board will probably be seeing more tree hearings and tree appeals just by the very notice that by placing on the tree the notice of a hearing, tree hearings at the DPW will no longer be unattended as the one that I had, that one in 2015. And also, with the additional enforcement of the tree warden, the process is a little different. That 2015 tree hearing, I did object to. I wrote a formal objection, which I submitted to the town council and to head of DPW. Unfortunately, that objection never reached the Board of Selectmen because the acting tree warden at the time did not feel that my objection necessitated the board's involvement. So those trees were removed with an agreement between the tree warden and the developer. So I think the town has been doing a really great job at improving this process, and the board is looking to see more hearings like this. On the specifics of this tree, you know, many different communities, this hearing would never have reached this process. And in the city of Cambridge, trees are not removed for convenience. You just wouldn't even get a hearing to remove a tree because of an inconvenient placement. To Mr. Greeley's question, why is this tree being removed not better served, or could it be better served by two other trees? The benefits that the tree provides, and the tree is a town asset, it has economic value in terms of stormwater remediation, in terms of CO2 suppression, in terms of cooling and heat, in terms of better air quality and health for citizens. It's not linear, meaning two small trees do not provide the same economic benefits as one big tree. As the tree gets bigger, those benefits are a slope like this, not a linear slope. And so just as you would not allow me to, for example, exchange Mr. Himes' iPad for two calculators for my economic benefit, I don't believe that the board should be exchanging these trees. I hope that the board will see fit to deny the appeal and send a notice to developers around town that there's a new policy and process for how we handle trees in Arlington. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Nelson.
So my name is Esther Blackman. I live at 26 Webb Howard Road. And I'm going to read an email that I sent this afternoon. I got response from two of the selectmen, but I just want to make sure they all read it. I can see the tree from my dining room window. It's tall and healthy. It provides welcome shade for all who walk down the street. As a native tree, it hosts insects, pollinators, and birds, and is a vital part of our ecosystem. As an ash tree in Massachusetts, it has not been attacked by the emerald ash borer, which has caused widespread devastation of our nation's ash trees. So the emerald ash borer has reached 34 states, but not Massachusetts. So there are fewer and fewer of these trees in the United States. It's taken 50 years for that ash tree to reach its current height. It will take a couple of hours for at the most, to destroy it if the developer is allowed to remove the tree. From observing the work site, the house is built as if it were a given that the tree will be removed. I can understand why the developer did that, because a fine, even tripled, for intentionally disregarding the selectman ruling is hardly a deterrent for a developer. But we must work within the current town government system, and the only recourse to keep the tree is to vote against its removal. I urge you to support the important role this ash tree plays in the natural environment and in the smaller, very pleasant world of Webcowart Road.
Joanne Preston, I live at 42 Mystic Lake Drive, which is just around the corner from Webcowart. Webcowart, if you ever been down it, is quite a beautiful street, and we all use it to walk our dogs and our children and that sort of thing. You made a lot of my points and question and answer the questions. I'd just like to make 3 points. One is, I did a lot of research on this, and we can also ask the warden, but street trees are more valuable in terms of helping the environment and treating a backyard because it shades the asphalt, so it cools the asphalt. It also does a lot of stormwater drainage take-up, which is coming down the street. And so it's not, you can't just switch them. Secondly, there was a driveway on the site. There was a very good driveway in wonderful condition all around the side of the property. I presume the developer decided he could make another hundreds of thousands of dollars if he put the house where it is. And I gave you all a site plot so you can see it. But there was a relatively quite beautiful house. This tree will not survive if he puts concrete all around the tree because it won't get any water. Because there's, on one side is the street, but if he used green space that belongs to all of us to put in a driveway so it encloses the tree, we can then ask the tree warden, but it makes sense that that would be very difficult. And I want to add to that that having heavy trucks come right next to the tree is compacting the soil, so the opportunities for the tree to regenerate, which you can, the root system would be terribly compromised. So, if I were a developer or not, I would ask him not to do any development for a while until the tree warden and other people see what can be done to save this tree. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Linda Gagne, and I'm at Webcowart Road, room 22. I've been a resident of Arlington for 35 years, and it's a great city. What I wanted to say is this is another three-tier down by the same contractor on Webcowart Road. Tier down one and two, we stood back and watched everything happen and wrung our hands and didn't know what to do. Tear down two was next door to me, and as Mr. Ellis said, one morning I got up and there was a tree there, and the next day it was gone. With no discussion, two trees went down on tear down, another two by the same contract. So when three occurred, and we could see it was going to be the same thing with a tree in the way, I think everybody came together and said, this is it. Our streets being changed by houses, that's a whole different subject. But taking down our trees and not replacing them, which he had not done on one and two, you know, enough was enough. And so everybody on Webcowart Road, all the surrounding streets, because it's a very tight area and everybody has children and brought up children like myself, and we feel like it's our community and it's our place, and we like it, and we just don't want it ripped down with small trees that people my age will never see get to be big trees or give us shade. So that's how I feel about why we should save this tree.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Keith Smedley. I've lived on Bookout Road, 70 Bookout Road, for 25 years. And I'm still one of the newer people that live here. People who live in this neighborhood live there a long time. People two doors down have lived there 38 years. I don't even know how long Mary and her family lived there. The man across the street has lived there even longer. I want to address your question about what's special about this tree. What's special about this tree is that we see our neighborhood being taken away from us. It's not just the development, which is basically high-end cookie-cutter development without any regard for the character of our neighborhood, but we are also losing trees to a lot of decimation from disease. So when I moved in, we had a canopy down both sides of the street. Now there's less than half of that left, and I was doing mental math before I came in here. At least half of the ones that are left are going to be dead within a couple of years. We need to be changing this around, and as a community, I really applaud what you guys are doing here. This is fabulous that we have a chance to talk about what's important to us and that you're taking this seriously. But we need to do something about the trees in this town, and I, for one, really think it's time to turn around and start planting a lot more trees than cutting down trees.
Is there anybody else wishing to speak? Anyone else wishing to speak? Going once, going twice? Oh, Ms. Stamps.
Thank you. I'm Susan Stamps. I'm on the tree committee, but I'm speaking as an individual, although most of the tree committee is at this hearing. I just want to kind of wrap up. I think pretty much everything was said by you folks and also by the wonderful neighborhood speakers. I think the bottom line here is that the town has really evolved a lot in the last few years with the master plan that was approved by town meeting a couple of years ago that talks about the importance of trees all throughout the master plan. With the increased development in town, trees are more important than ever. And as one of the selectmen pointed out, passage of the tree preservation and protection bylaw last year was a huge leap forward to the town saying trees are really important to us, as it should. The tree committee did just complete a tree inventory, or the town did, I should say. And if John Ellis, who spoke first, it was in charge of it. And I think he said that the result of the tree inventory was that the town was about 60% of the number of trees that it should have, if that's correct, down about 1,000 trees already. So as the previous speaker just said, we need to be planting a lot more trees in Arlington, not removing them. And there were things that could have been done with the design of this structure that this builder planned on putting on the property. He didn't have to design it with the driveway. It went right down in front of the tree. He could have designed it with driveways on either side or just one side, as I know other builders have done in town who have run into this problem with the tree in the way. They've managed to accommodate, and they've asked permission before going ahead and doing work on their property. So I would ask the selectmen to support our responsible builders in town who do care about trees. We found out that a lot of our builders do care a lot about trees, and I'd like to see the selectmen support them and not enable the ones who don't seem to think they're important at all. Thank you.
I'm Karen Roth, and I'm at 59 Webcam Road. And most of what I was thinking has already been said, but I just wanted to add, when we moved into town in 2004, as somebody else stated, we had a beautiful tree-lined canopy. We requested that a tree be put in front of our house, and it finally was planted in the spring of 2006. The recent tree report said that it's now gotten to 6 inches in 11 years. And it's about 25 feet tall and maybe about 16 feet wide. I measured it the other day with a tape measure. It takes such a huge amount of time for these trees to grow. We lost two enormous maple trees that I couldn't even put my arms around in front of number 43 Webb Cowett, and they now have a little stick. It's about the size of this microphone pole. They've been in for 2 years. I can practically reach the top of the tree myself. So that taking down a 50, 60-year-old tree somehow seems counterproductive to the kind of streets and the vision that at least our neighborhood has of Arlington. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
My name is Herb Rosenbluth. I live at 34 Webb Cowett. I'm right next door to the property that we're talking about. The first thing the builder did was to take down a tree that was in the back, a gigantic tree. Must have been 100 years old. It's probably one of the tallest trees, and it's as tall as the tallest tree in the cemetery. That came down. The way he's building now, it's very obvious he was going to pull down that tree. From what I understand, from what I read in the newspaper, it cost him a few bucks. That'll be the fine. And I don't know if you can stop him. So I'm sad about that because it's destroying the neighborhood and it's destroying the town. If this keeps going on, we're going to end up, well, it's not a